Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Ducks take on Rutgers tomorrow, and it's your classic bounce-back game. I think the schedule's done you a ton of favors, although flying all the way across the country, I wouldn't say is a favor. Shout out to everyone in the Oregon Athletic Department currently in the skies right now on their way to Jersey. I think this is probably the game you are fortunate comes after a rough outing against Indiana.
Yeah, you should go out there and smack the living bejesus out of Rutgers. You should.
Yeah, take some hate out.
Yeah. Honestly, you should. Like, just go out there and just reestablish order, get that taste out of your mouth, on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I think I kind of mentioned this earlier in the week when we started previewing this. I would love to see the chains come off on the offense. Just let it rip. You know, the first play from scrimmage, once you get the ball for the first time on offense, take a shot downfield. If that doesn't work, run the ball. Run the ball. And then if you end up going three now and you get one first down and then punt, so be it, dude. I would like to see this team kind of let loose a little bit, because I think in their last two big games, offense has been pretty conservative.
Played a little tight.
And I would like to, again, as we've talked about all week, I don't know if this is their concern on Dante, if they're worried about his limitations that we don't know because we're not in the building, or if it's just trying to play smart and cagey against really good teams.
You don't want to open yourself up, to put yourself behind. You don't want to take or make mistakes that are your own. So you try to prevent that in the first half. Or you tip your hat and you say, hey, Penn State's defense was good, Indiana's defense was good, and that was just where we were.
Because from here on out, you got a cagey little game with Iowa. You got USC on the slate as well.
And then you wrap up with Washington.
But the schedule is in your favor. You don't have to save things. You don't have to like ghost face this thing and pretend people can't see what you've got lined up. You can unleash the package now. You don't need to save secrets. By the time you get to USC, they're going to know. By the time you get to UW, they're going to know what your offense
looks
like.
You're going to be favored in every game for the rest of the season.
And if you win out, say, and go to the playoff, they're going to know your playbook too. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to start playing playoff football. Unload the chamber and just get it moving.
Is it fair to say that we don't know Oregon's identity offensively?
Yes, 100%. And it only took one game. Because I think we did coming out of Penn State. Dante, move when he needs to, make the pass when he needs to, and run the football.
And that's the thing is, when we had Tyson on a Wednesday.
That's what I thought when we came out of Penn State.
When we had Tyson on a Wednesday, you came out of that Indiana game and you were just like, what is this team? You know, yes, they have a ton of depth. But giving, you know, six different running backs the ball is, like, great. You can keep everybody fresh. But you do want to have a guy that you just go to.
Can just take the brunt of the ball, like a Derrick Henry type.
Not necessarily.
Not his size, but somebody you can give the ball to 25 times.
But not just that, but it's like somebody that you trust every down. And I don't know if they have that.
Well, that was the scream out of the Indiana game, was that it was Davison. Like he was the one that was working.
He was only a goal line or short yardage.
Yeah,
guy.
He's not Hill. He's not, you know, he's not some of the other guys in the room.
Lamar, but he's
the big boy, but he was kind of working, and that was the big thought. Is he your guy? Or is your guy Lamar, the sexy, the decorian? I want, if you watch Thursday Night Football last night, sometimes you just got to get it to your guy.
Jamar Chase.
And I'm not talking about DeCorian Moore. The ball to Sadiq. Yeah. Get it to the big man and let him do stuff. Open it up. I think their defense is going to be totally fine. I think I think Bear and Washington, the DB, Mateo, everybody's going to be fine on that defense.
They do, and this came out of the press conference, and Lanning didn't like the question. And to be fair, he didn't like really any question that he got on Monday.
I think he wants to get to this coming Monday's press conference after a W.
Yes. But he was asked about, you know, the lack of pressure rate and the lack of negative plays that front has developed. Because we talked about this with Tyson 2 weeks ago. The idea of, hey, man, as good as this defense is, there's not a bad player on this defense. There's not a guy that you're targeting. There's not a guy that's like, you're worried about. But is there a truly great guy? Is there a truly great guy who's going to show up for you? Is it Mateo? Is it Washington? Is it Betcher? Like, is it Thieneman? Like, whatever level of the defense that you're on, where is the guy that is going to make the play for you every single game?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to, like, again, they have a bunch of really good players everywhere.
Yeah.
They're a very, 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 very good defense. But against Rutgers, you should probably have two or three guys that come up and blow stuff up because they are not on your level.
Yeah, this might go back to the games previously when we start wondering, you know, what's that running back room look like? Who's the guy? Are you going to rotate six guys in? I don't think they rotate the 10 guys in like they were doing
early
against Montana
season,
State, Oklahoma, Oregon State, Northwestern, etc. I still think they know their guys, but... Yeah, know your identity. I think that's a really great point. I mean, they're going to come out of this game with a W, and I don't want to overlook Rutgers, and and it's easy for me to say as I have no rooting interest in it, like a lot of you listeners do out there. But you should be able to handle business. It's not only a get right game, but it's a find yourself. Look, Oregon State's in the same kind of game this week in a very different way. This is what's your identity. If Oregon State rolls over and loses to Lafayette, that's your identity. Your identity is you quit. Not that the Ducks are going to quit, but if you go out there and you roll Rutgers, Dante has a great game, defense grabs some
restore
sacks,
order.
Maybe another turnover, hell, maybe another pick six, you're like, all right, whoa, feeling good, baby, feeling good.
We've said this before.
We're on to Luke Fickle. Let's get another coach fired.
We're not a pick show, but is it disappointing if Oregon doesn't cover what Vegas projects as a spread at 17.5?
No.
See, I'm on the other side of that fence.
I am not, and this might be the non-gambler in me. I do not care about the spread. The spread does not dictate to me how your wins or losses look.
I think they do in a sense because we're talking about projections,
That's not how I project it.
Well, how do you project it?
Eyeballs.
Well, if you go out there and beat the crap out of them, but you beat them by 12? Did you beat the crap out of them?
Ole Miss is favored over Wazoo by 32.5. If they win by 31, are you like, well, Ole Miss didn't quite do it?
No, but you're kind of splitting hairs when you're talking about the difference between 31 and 32, because 30-plus points is an ass-whooping.
But what if it's 32.5 and they only win by 24?
That's still an ass-whooping.
So, but if you are favored by 17 and you only win by 13, that's not okay?
I mean, that's two scores.
You need the third score.
I think you need to have, if you're looked at it like, and again, this is not like throwing shade on the Ducks. This is like, you should go out there and throttle this team. Rutgers has actually got a pretty good offense.
But I also don't think that if you get to the fourth quarter and this game's over.
Okay, if you're saying in that instance, sure, but.
That's why I mean eyeballs, though. That's why that means a lot more to me than that.
But don't you think this is a game where you should step on the accelerator?
100%.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Like, 100%. I agree.
Now, if you go up 30 and you're like, we're out.
And they backdoor.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's the one instance. But I'm talking about you should feel very comfortable coming out of this game.
Good luck to all you guys flying out there and you fans out there flying, you know, travel safe, all this. Hopefully it's a good weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.